Friends, in this bonus episode, I am taking you live as I was a panel on the International Women's Day tea event hosted by the Latinas in Heels Cyprus and the Latinas in Heels Houston. It was an amazing event with panels, with discussions, with networking. We got to hear other speakers on topics such as women in leadership, Latina pay gap, aging gracefully. My topic was breaking gender stereotypes. I hope you like it. It was a great panel. It was a lot of fun, and I just can't wait for us to do it again one day. But for now, I hope you enjoyed this episode.
I'm really excited to announce all of the speakers, but Alicia Latassi, I've known her for almost 2 years now. Come on up, I'm going to introduce you. She is a small business, she wears lots of small business investor, real estate, an amazing woman in entrepreneurship. She also has the Texas podcast group. She also has the St. Rhoda Vibes podcast. And today she is going to treat us with an amazing topic. And then I have some questions for you afterwards.
Thank you
for being here.
Yeah, so thank you. I don't know if you...
Hello.
Okay. So Javon and I met at a valet parking one day at an event. So that's how we, how far along we've come. But we were just waiting for a car to come by, and we just started talking. We're like, wow, I know you from somewhere. She's like, no, I know you from somewhere. I said, oh, we follow each other on social media. So that's usually how things happen for a lot of us, right? Like, we follow each other. We just finally got to meet each other. So for me, the introduction is, my topic is gender stereotypes and the barriers in breaking those gender stereotypes. And my introduction to the world of a male-dominated field kind of came basically because I was having a major anxiety attack, and I think we talk a little bit about mental health. So at the cusp of 2019 to 2020, I closed down my boutique. That's where I met Connie. I met a few other ladies here. And I was at a precipice. I was insecure. I didn't know where to go. I didn't know what to do. My landlord was terrible. I was in a really bad place at that time. And so I needed to do something. But of course, 2020 March comes around, COVID hits. And I'm guessing a lot of you were probably in the same place that I was at the time, not knowing where to go, what to do, having major anxiety, wondering where our life was going. I didn't have my store anymore, which I loved. I was obsessed with my boutique. I had events, I had classes there. So it was a really, it was a very pivotal moment for me. One day my husband says, hey, why don't we go on hard and look for some houses? Maybe we can flip a house in the meantime. I'm going crazy too. His projects were on hold. So I said, sure, I guess let's do it for fun, right? Let's do this pastime. He was already in development. He did shopping centers. So he was building shopping centers and also rehabbing shopping centers. So he had a little bit of a way around that. This was the first time for me to be in real estate. I had never been in real estate. So this was the first time I was actually flipping houses. We set goals for ourselves. We said we're going to flip a house every 3 months, and that's exactly what we did. And that's how I ended up in real estate investing. So we started buying houses. We started building a portfolio of houses that we could hold and we could flip. We were flipping. We were doing great, because if you are in real estate, and I think, where's my friend Jocelyn? Yes, 2020 was amazing for us, right? It was a great time for us to go out there. Interest rates were low, we were buying, we were doing great. And then reality hits, right? So we got to a point in 2021 where we're starting to get invited to investor meetings. So what do you think investor meetings look like? Right, so here I am, a girl, right?
A brown girl.
Little. I'm not as big as these guys. They're like 6 feet big. Of course, I have my bodyguard with me, which is always good. I love having him around, because that always gives you a little bit of like, okay, you know, whatever, I have my bodyguard. But it was a reality check, so it hit me really hard that, number one, there weren't a lot of women in this field. Number two, we're not investing in real estate. A lot of us, 68% are men, 32% are women. Like, women of all colors, of all sizes. So to be in a room with all of these guys and asserting yourself and being someone that leads a conversation is not easy, right? So for me, it was really about walking in prepared, walking in ready to talk, ready with my numbers, ready with my feminine sensibility, because again, we forget that when we're around men, I think we assume that we have to take on a very masculine role, right? We have to be bossy, we have to be bitchy. Not necessarily, you definitely have to assert yourself and have an energy, but the fact that I was included was because I came in with the sensibility of a woman, of a mom. I have two teenagers. I'm a 21-year-old, because I'm 21 and mom Monday, and I have a 16-year-old. So I came with a sensibility. I came with a lot of really good experience in my back, in my background. I'm gonna be 50 very soon. So y'all, I've lived through so much. So I think the point that I'm trying to make is utilize your feminine qualities, utilize that womanly in you, the preparation. If we're building houses in a subdivision outside of Houston, my first thought is, what are the schools? Where is she gonna go shopping? Where's the groceries? Where's the retail centers? That's where I'm coming from. I come in very, you know, with ideas on resourcefulness. When it was 2020, supply chains were practically, you know, nothing. Coming from a poor neighborhood, coming from a poor family, I was super resourceful. I knew where to go to tap in for resources. I knew how to go from this to that with like literally no money, because I knew it. I knew it from the inside out. That was my mom. She was a saver, and she took four kids through college on my daddy's maintenance salary. So if anything, I knew I came in very prepared and with a background in it. But I think ultimately mindset is everything. If you walk in with the mindset that you belong and that you are to be there because you belong there in that room, I think it makes a big difference and that energy is translated. So if anything, I can encourage you all to talk to me if you want to go into investing. There's not enough of us out there creating a nest egg for ourselves, creating generational wealth. The doors seem like they're shut. They seem like they're not there for you, but you definitely are there for them, and you can open those doors yourself and insert yourself, kind of like I did. There were times, and I have an episode on my podcast that I just published where I literally was told to sit outside. I was told to wait outside while the guys chatted, right? The good old boys. And I didn't sit outside. I didn't. I said to them, I said, I'm a partner. I'm actually a business owner with my husband, so I'm going to be in the room. So those are the moments that I'm telling you, you're going to face them, and that's okay. You keep on going. And at the end of the day, bring everybody else along with you. Now I hired a architect and a builder,
and they're both women.
And they're Latinas. So that's where I'm heading. That's where we're going. And I want us to all know that that's a possibility for all of us. And let me know if you want to know more.
Thank you. Oh my God. Thank you so much. Great. I want to make sure that you guys got checked in, because I'm looking at everybody. Did everybody that walked in got checked in? You guys feel good over there? Do you want to move on to this side? How are we feeling over here? We're good? Okay. You can come. We know that the restroom is here. This is like formal informal. Don't apologize. If you got to go to the restroom while someone's talking, we understand. We all have time. So what I'm going to do, Andrea, you're actually next. What would you like? Would you like us to come off the stage? Do you want to walk on stage? Do you want to sit with us on stage? Okay, all right. Will you switch with me? You want to switch with me? Okay, perfect. And then after that, we'll ask our panelists some questions. All right. All right, Andrea, you come over here. All right, for those of you guys who don't know who our fearless leader is, Andrea Ramirez Garcia is also a woman that I met a couple of years ago that I love. That I probably invaded her life, and she's like, who is this girl? Literally, I tell people, like, I'm just the force of nature. When you meet me, you're either going to love me or you're going to hate me. There is no in between with Gio, and that's totally fine.
So true.
She is our fearless leader. She is the owner, founder, CEO, all the things of Latinas in Heels. I brought her on panel because she doesn't share her story enough. Just like my business partner over here. It's important. 4 years she's been doing this. It's been in the making. When I met her, I was like, you have so much potential to do so much more. So not only does she do this, she has a full-time job. and she has two side businesses, her Social Plan, which is a social media marketing agency, and then she also has a brand new company, which I don't know the name of. What is the name of it?
The Aesthetic Selfie.
Okay, woo! Yes, The Aesthetic Selfie, and that is the mirror that you guys can take your selfies with here. So she is a multipreneur. And today I wanted her to share a little bit about her, which we don't do enough, you guys. When I say that, we don't share enough about ourselves. Where was I? Where's Angelica and Sharon? They said something the other day on Tuesday, like, we didn't know that about you. I'm like, I've known y'all forever. How do you guys not know? Because sometimes we just go and speak and we talk and we teach and we educate, and then people are like, I had no idea. For those of you who don't know me, I'm from Mexico City. I forgot to tell you guys where I was from. Where are you from? I didn't ask. Where are you from?
I'm from the north side here in Houston.
Okay, so woo! North side Houston, Chilanga here, and then
Monterrey.
Woo! All right, so why don't you share about you and Latinas and Heels, and let us begin. And then our timer, our beautiful timer, Emily, is here. She'll give you a 2-minute warning.
Well, thank you so much for the intro. Thank you so much for the invite. Thank you so much. You all look beautiful. You guys look fabulous. It's International Women's Day, and Jill said, I don't, believe it or not, I'm an introvert by nature. It takes a lot of me to talk in front of people, but it's a goal of mine to do this more often. My parents immigrated to the United States, well, here to Houston, when I was 4 years old. And we live very poor. And we go through seasons in life that bring us to where we are right now, right? We get molded. There can be sunshine where we're all laughing, laughter, like it's just great. Then, you know, there is rain where we get those moments where we want to cry, and it seems like there's no ending. Then we have thunderstorms where we think that everything is collapsing, and you're never gonna get yourself picked up. And believe it or not, we go through stages in life that molds us. And here we are, and here I am. I am so proud of myself, and it takes a lot of me to say that about myself, because, you know, at some point, I'm sure everybody would agree. We don't wanna sound vain, like, oh my gosh, you think she's so bad. But we are all that girl. Because I'm an introvert by nature, look where God put me. In an organization to empower women to connect, to network, and God has, it's just mysterious. He really pushes my buttons, and I'm blessed. 4 years ago, the idea came, and I went to a women's organization in 2018. I loved it. There wasn't a lot of women organizations, not where I'm from. And I love the idea. I brought it to some friends of mine. Hey, let's put a women's group together and let's do it. That was end of 2019. Then pandemic hit. And as you all know, we couldn't do nothing. We couldn't host events that year in 2020. And at that time, we used to call Latinas Connect. It wasn't Latinas and Heels. Now let's tell the story. Latinas and Heels didn't come from me. My husband is the one that brought the name up. He's like, Andrea, you know, you're always wearing heels, call it Latina in heels. And I always tell this story, I had to Google it. Okay, let me first see if the name is not taken. And it's not a good, there weren't good pictures when I
Google
it.
Oh no.
Let me just say, it was not good pictures. So he's like, well, as you start hosting events, surely, it's going to be known as an empowerment group. And I'm like, okay, love the idea, very catchy. And that's how it started. In 2021, we started little by little. Houston started opening up, and we started hosting events. And I had no idea of starting a membership. I had no idea. I was like, oh, my background is event coordinator. I'm also an event planner back in the days. I also helped a lot with church events, which Tanya here would see my, you know, she's part of my past. I'm also a boot camp instructor. Another thing about me, I'm a certified boot camp instructor that I used to do. I used to have boot camps for some of the women before pandemic. So if you guys don't know that, I am. But right now you can't tell, I'm a little fluffy, but you know, this is pandemic body. After that, people just started telling me, you know what, your community is growing. You're doing something good. I think that, you know, you need to do more. I'm like, oh my gosh, I just don't see it. Well, I see it. And a lot of friends keep pushing me in. My accountant said, Andrea, you're spending so much money. So yes, you definitely have to start a membership. And so I did. I started a membership in 2022. And it's been a blessing. It's been a great ride. I see Kayla, I see Eva. These are my OGs. Who is Elden, my OG here? No one, okay.
It's Friday and they're working, they're 9 to 5. They don't like you right now. Like, you should have done this on Saturday.
Well, the community grew a lot. I mean, we had so many women in 2022. I mean, it just started growing so much. And then 2023 came, I met Gio and Yvette at a happy hour, and it was a blessing to have them in my life. And it was just a great connection. As soon as I talked to Gio, it's like, this is just great. And then she brought the opportunity to me.
We got to insert Gabby. Where's Gabby? Why is she not on stage with us? Come sit up here. Like, yeah, come up here. Gabby, it's actually Gabby that made this happen. Yvette and I went to your event, but Gabby was like, I want to start a Latinas group in Cyprus. I'm like, girl, there's no Latinas in Cyprus. I go, we know each other. We're right here. And then she's like, well, you don't know them, but I know them. And then I'm like, okay. And then a year later, almost 100 yes. members in.
Yes. So I was reflecting last night. What am I going to talk about? Because remember, I'm an introvert by nature. It takes a lot of me to come out, believe it or not. So if you are an introvert, I feel you, sister. I feel you. I was reflecting back at the years, and we've had a little over 200 members growing. Two chapters are going to be opening this year. Currently, we have Houston, Cyprus, San Antonio.
Don't say the other ones yet.
Okay. Two more this year, and then two more the following year. Okay. Well, it's pros. But we had over 3,000 women attend events from 2021 to current. And we hosted 35 events from 2021 to now. It was like, oh my God, I started crying. I was in bed last night. I was cramping. I was feeling horrible. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm probably not going to make it today. But I was crying, and I felt blessed. So blessed to where the organization has led, well, with amazing people that has really built the organization and pushed me and my team. The board has been there a lot for me, for the organization. And the community is about empowering each other, okay? It's about empowering each other, and most importantly, nurturing your connection. It's not just bringing women in one room, okay, I know you, okay, cool, let's have fun, let's go out. No, it's more than that. It's nurturing your connection, making sure that you are listening to that person, making sure that you are allowing them to feel be themselves, making them feel like they have a sense of belonging, and also making sure that you're making that connection with them. I just talked to,
Erica.
And I'm like, oh my gosh, Erica. What's with the C with a K? And she's with a C and I'm with a K. So there was a connection there, right? And I didn't know that she was Latina. I was like, awesome. So that is a connection. Also, another connection that I had, that something that you shared with me. It's like, wow, those are the type of connections, and that's what the community is all about. And it's going to be a big empire. So I'm scared, but
you're ready.
I'm happy.
Yeah,
I hope you're ready. All right, well, Andrea, can we get a round of applause for Andrea? We're going to keep her up here for a second. Okay, Gabby, get over here. So what we're going to do now is we're going to ask these two panelists your questions, and then we'll take a quick break after. Quick break, please. And Gabby, come up. Yeah, we're in the corner. No, you're supposed to be up here. Okay, so we'll start. These were questions that were sent in by both the guests. By the way, I send emails out to you guys like every 2 or 3 days. Social media posts every single day. And none of y'all really sent us questions. So thank you to the panelists for submitting your own questions, but we did get a few people that asked us, and I think some people were nervous because they didn't know what to ask or they didn't want their name being said. So, Alicia, let's start with you.
Yes.
Okay. What advice, oh no, before that, what people, someone did ask this and I love this. What is gender stereotype?
So I think it's the assumption that females can do one thing and males can do another and that they can't cross, right? So the assumption is that men are great at business, right? That's an assumption. It's sort of conditioned in us through society, and that the women are just great nurturers and motherly, and you know that they don't have a business sense. And those are the assumptions that are out there, and those are the stereotypes, right? So when I was in these meetings, I think the assumption was like, well, so what do you think about the design, right? So it would be a very simple question. Do you like this color? Do you like this texture? Do you like these finishes, fixtures? And I think it's important that as women, we really assert the knowledge that we come with. Of course, I can give you design ideas, right? I can give you colors, but I can also tell you where you're building, it's really not gonna make any money. I can also tell you that I've researched the area and it's really not good for families. I can tell you so many other things that are business related, and at the end of the day, they wanna make money. Everybody just wants to make money. And so for us as women is really asserting ourselves, coming in prepared, coming with our numbers, our statistics, learning the terminology, you know, don't walking in and asking, what does that mean? You know, what's a pro forma or what are the triple nets? Come in ready with, you know, with your knowledge, because as women, we have to earn our place in a lot of these places, and we have to tell them, we have to show them that we belong there and that we really do have what it takes for that. So those are assumptions, and I think they're societal assumptions, and I think we're breaking them as we go along.
I love it.
Okay,
I'm gonna go back and forth. So we have both of you.
Okay.
This is a hard question. I'm gonna start and go hard. Have you ever wanted to quit?
Yeah, all the time.
But wait, what's been your biggest obstacle with looking at your nails? And be transparent.
Oh man,
this is a geo question. I'm sorry. It's a bigger question.
Being afraid of not succeeding. I think that's what my mind tells me, just quit. Like, no. They tell me, no. You know, we have the bad side and the good side. One's telling me no, and the other one's telling me yes. But I think that's it. Mentality that I can't do it. What people are going to think of me. How do they see me? I'm Latina, I'm brown, I'm not white. You know, just a lot of things. But I think that I'm very sure of myself, and I think that's super, I mean,
superpower.
It's my superpower.
Yes.
And it takes over. I'm like, no. I love myself too much to give up.
Okay, I love that. All right, back to Alicia. You get what you're saying. You love that. I love that too. That's your superpower. I mean, we could do this about you.
We have our own secret sauce. Yes, so everybody says there's recipes, right? There's ingredients.
Yeah.
Oh, what is it? Is that
Yvette? Yvette? Yvette says that all the time.
Yvette says that, yeah. No.
All right, here we go. What advice do you give any new entrepreneurs that are looking to get into really any of the businesses that you've done? What is the advice that you would give them right now?
So one thing that I've definitely done and encouraged other women to do is to find a mentor or somebody who's doing what you're doing and ask them to come along with meetings, to come along surveys. If you're looking at propositions, can I come along with you? If I say, hey, I'm going to be pitching something, you want to come along? And I will send out an email to different people, but I would want to know who's interested, because that way I know who I can focus my energies on and mentor them through the process. So I think it's important, if you want to do something, if you really want to be out there, like find somebody who's doing it, asking them if it's okay for you to jump in with them, if there's a question, if there's anything, they will usually bring you along. Like I'm really good about bringing people along, because you really don't bother me. All you really do is if you're learning, you're taking your notes, that's all you really need to do. You do not interfere in me, in my life, in my business at all by asking me how to do something. Because at the end of the day, 38% of women investors is not enough. It is really not enough, and there's not enough of us brown girls out there creating advancement opportunities for others. So ask
me, I will bring you along. I've brought three people along already for some building assignments, and they are like amazed at everything you have to learn. But guess what? All of us have to go through it too. So you're not alone. And so yeah, definitely find a mentor, somebody that's doing it.
Love it. I'm one of those people that if it's not available for us, we're just gonna create it. And a lot of the women here know me from our other groups. I'm like, if it's not happening, we created a business off of problems that weren't happening. We created groups of women, Latinas and Heels keeps on growing because we're doing exactly what you want it to be. So yes, thank you for that. All right, Andrea, last question. You ready? This is a deep one. Another one. This last one. And then we'll move into our break. Where do you see Latinas and Heels in the next 5 years?
Oh my gosh.
I didn't prep that much
about. Yeah!
Oh! We're going Greek. I love it.
And actually, it goes what I'm going to say.
Oh.
We're going international.
So, big goals for us at Latinas in Heels. Connect with these panelists afterwards. We're going to take a short break, ladies. 8 minutes. Where's my timer? Right here. Thank you so much, Evelyn. 8 minutes. Go grab another drink, grab some snacks. There's going to be time to connect with the panelists afterwards, and we'll be back for our second set of panelists. Thank you, ladies.